This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So the globalists for almost 10 years, 9 years, have been giving themselves 0% interest, not to mention banker bailouts that are just trillions of dollars to themselves, that taxpayers have to back up. So they plunge the economy, then we have to back up their bad debts, and then they turn around and take the money we've loaned them and loan it back to us at incredible interest. And so the first thing Trump did when he got in, just 16 days ago, he's only had like 10 working days, but he's been working all 16. The first thing he did was to come in and say, let's start moving with banking regulations. Let me get my Treasury Secretary in there. They have totally blocked all the money being given to small businesses and individuals. Lending has just been shut off ever since the interest went to zero, because why should the banks do that? They're the first handlers of the money, so they get it at zero, but only select mega banks. Trump said, no, sir. We're going to give 0% interest to the little banks, the local banks, the regional banks, the private banks, the banks that aren't part of the insider groups. Not just the six big ones, not just a bunch of foreign banks. We're going to give 0%. And Trump's pressuring the Federal Reserve right now. That is a consortium of private banks, but it's an intergovernmental meeting group. It's just kind of the council of the private banks. He's pressuring them to keep it low. Not that's even good overall, generally. We need some interest so people that save and invest make money. But while America and the world is in this long depression / recession for the average person, it's time for Main Street to get a bubble. Because when Main Street gets a bubble, you actually get a bridge built. You actually get a business built. You actually get some jobs. You actually get some money saved. You actually get some cars bought, some restaurants visited, some haircuts paid for, some new clothes, a new coat, some new shoes. Yes, these are dangerous bubbles. But they already created a mega bubble nobody can get out of unless we get the average person out of the bubble, because that's where you are able to rebuild an economy. But without getting some money to those people, it's not going to happen. This is 101 economics. Trump should be a superstar, loved by the general public or the average poor person. But the average poor person is a Democratic supporter, especially on the East and West Coast. And they just really think all their prosperity comes from the government. They don't even care if the stock market's up, because what? They don't own stock. They don't understand that those businesses are hiring a lot of times based off how their stock's doing. So there's danger in the Trump euphoria. There's danger in a bubble. There's danger in him betting on he can supercharge things. But here's the deal. The danger of not doing it is a guaranteed ongoing worldwide recession / depression that's meant to consolidate total control and pick winners and losers. So I've been hammering on this for 9 years, having economist after economist on. You've heard Ron Paul, big pessimist for every politician. He says, quote, a week ago, Donald Trump's doing a great job on the economy. I think it's too little too late, but he's doing a fantastic job. Paul is one of the least complimenting people out there, okay? He's very, very, not mechanical, but he's just very, very dedicated to just being very, very machine-like. There's the headline exclusive. Ron Paul says Trump is trying to stop global collapse. Folks, it's because he is. Listen, I've seen this played out, this globalist program, over and over again in other countries. They have an admitted blueprint. In 2002, Joseph Stiglitz, who'd won the Nobel Prize twice, once for economics, left the World Bank as our chief economist. And he said, I will not be part of the criminal activity taking place and trying to make the public poor. And it was the plan of the IMF and World Bank, again, international meeting houses of mega banks. They're just the front groups, governmental name. It's the International Federal Reserve, basically, deciding to implode now the first world and make us debt slaves, kill the engines of production, the engines of liberty, the engines of upper mobility, and have a giant consolidation for political control. I mean, we don't want just a bunch of billionaires and trillionaire globalists that then rule on like mountaintops that are all high tech and have electricity. We're down here like it's just Ceausescu's Romania or Venezuela and don't have electricity most of the time and have kids starving in the streets. But that's the management tool of the globalists. That's what we're headed into. Monday, February 6, 2017. We're going to be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
No!
Oh, my goodness, poor white people. Please, oh, my, stop.
And if you're not a TV viewer, for radio listeners, that's a compilation just recently of white people being attacked just for being white and associating that with Trump and CNN saying, big deal, quit whining about it. That's the culture, that's the mindset, that's the system that's being sold right now. Obviously, I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl last night and the huge upset from behind victory. and how MSM is now equating it with white supremacy, that the team that Trump loves won. Because this ties into the fact that sports is simulated politics, simulated combat, simulated war. And finally, the public is so dumbed down that in their ultimate ignorance, they finally found truth in that the whole thing's gone full circle now, that they understand what sports is to begin with to divert them from politics. But things have gotten so debased that now they've projected politics onto it, when it was always designed to distract them from politics. Very interesting, isn't it? But again, because they're projecting politics onto it, it's completely moronic. Because the sports are to distract from real issues, so when you finally project politics on it, when it's not based in reality, when it's a primitive form of virtual reality, then the political parallels are ridiculous because it's already based in the political system's fraud that if you voted for Trump, you're inherently racist. And then you even get some of the white supremacists and people coming out and saying that Tom Brady is the Aryan avatar after Patriots win Super Bowl, jumping on the bandwagon, adding gasoline to the fire. So all sides are basically powering up from all of this and the hijacking of the giant bread and circus gladiatorial diversion. So you know the political system's coming down when their big distractions now even get turned into political events and political movements. So that story's up on InfoWars.com. Also, report, ISIS offering recruits protection, payments and free passage to Europe. Yeah, ISIS said 3 years ago they were going to intensify the flooding of Europe and the United States with ISIS recruits and use that as a smokescreen to get their people in place. RT's now reporting on this, but this is an absolute fact. And how dare President Trump come out and simply say, well, Obama banned four countries, I'm banning seven countries, just for 3 months until we get real vetting in place, because there's not real vetting going on. That's admitted. But no matter how many gun attacks, knife attacks, car attacks, truck attacks happen, no matter how many hundreds and hundreds of people die a month, how many rapes there are, shootings, it doesn't matter. This is the globalist plan to bring down the West, and they're moving forward with it regardless. Doesn't matter if it's totally constitutional, as another major federal judge ruled what Trump is doing. They found another globalist judge to say it's unconstitutional. And the Ninth Circuit, the most globalist, socialist, communistic in the country, in San Francisco, the city that says let illegals vote in their court rulings, they say what Trump's doing is wrong. They're not liberals. They're conquering you with giant, unwashed third world masses that are hungry, that are desperate, and will vote and work and do whatever they're told to be here in this country, even if they're helping drive down the wages and destroy it in the long run. It doesn't matter, because today there is food. This is the Soylent Green scenario that more and more we're entering into. Whistleblower, top scientist, NOAA scientists manipulated temperature data to make global warming seem worse. Now, you as a listener already know this, but the documents have been released, how they were hiding the decline. And the Daily Caller is reporting it. The Daily Mailer is, the Daily Mail is reporting it. How world leaders were duped into investing billions over manipulated global warming data. They didn't just put thermostats and temperature readers out on hot tarmacs to manipulate the data and make it look like temperature was going up more than it was. They also just made up temperature data and thermometers all over the country that didn't exist. And they premeditatedly engaged in fraud. This came out in the East Anglia emails 6 years ago in ClimateGate, where they said we've got to hide the decline It hasn't been warming for 14 years. In the last three, it's been cooling. They said, what do we do? Send the directive to over 1,000 universities to hide the decline. And since then, they have been hiding the decline at a murderous rate, at a highly accelerated rate. You know, I've got news here in front of me that I started reading about last night that physically made me sick. And it makes me sick that my fellow humans are this nasty, this conniving, this evil, and have come up with plans like this. Where I live, here in Austin, Texas, has been studied and actuaried and looked at for more than 25 years as the global model city of the future. And when you actually read what they say they're going to do under Agenda 21, and you realize it's only being done in one Chinese city, one Japanese city, one German city, and one U.S. city, and you read what they're doing and what they've got planned, it is so horrible that it just makes me want to cry. It's so premeditated, so obvious, so documented, so arrogant, so naked, so terrible that I don't even want to sit here and talk about it and not give it the true justice of making a, you know, 30-minute special report documenting every facet of it. But as fast as I can research, it's so big, it's so old, it's so planned that there, it just goes on and on and on and on, worse and worse and worse and worse. Then you find out how many people are involved in it. And then you realize about half the people fleeing San Francisco and Los Angeles to come to Austin aren't useful dupe idiots that are leaving the system that failed, that they helped bring down. They know it's all a big scam and are coming here to collude with it, to collaborate with it, and to help suck everything dry and rip everybody off and then move on in 20, 30 years. They even train their kids how to do it. That's why I used to go to these smart growth conferences and Agenda 21 conferences, and I'd say, this is a giant scam. You're raising rents, and you're hurting people, and you're creating monopolies. And they would just go, get out of my way, scum. Of course we are. Listen to this one. Tell us something we don't know. And they're just all in there in these frenzied meetings, just lobbying the city at the convention center, just like all laughing and cackling and just rubbing their hands together to collude and rob everybody. Just, what am I talking about? Well, it ties into how world leaders were duped. Whenever the fraud comes out, it's, oh, the leaders didn't know they were duped. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what I'm getting into. Nico, I think I actually gave you my stack on that. Oh, here it is. I gave him the stack because I told him, I said, I want to do more research on this. It's called Code Next. That's the trendy name for Agenda 21 in Austin, Texas. Code Next takes Austin to another dimension. Do we really want to go there? And you read it, and this writer from Affordable Austin gets it and says it's like a Stephen King novel when you read it. And you're like, how do people come up with this stuff? Wait till you learn what Next Code does. And this is the model for your town next. But it is just so diabolical. Now, let me stop right there. I got some really bad news for everybody, but getting ahead of this bad news is what's going to stop it. But those of you that have been rooting against Trump, All the big throngs of dupes. That's why they're losers. They get conned by every new con game. They buy lottery tickets. You know, it's that type of person. Well, you might get what you want.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. It's Monday, already the sixth day of February 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is a short 6 minute segment. I'm going to get into the whole mega attack on Trump and the people of the world, not just America, in the next segment because I can't do it justice in this segment. And the next segment, I'll also answer Nancy Pelosi's evil question, which she knows the answer to. What does Vladimir Putin have on Trump? What does Vladimir Putin have on Trump? Well, I'll tell you what Vladimir Putin has on Trump as well when we come back. Again, you can see the video at InfoWars.com. It's Pelosi calls for FBI investigation to find out what the Russians have on Donald Trump. Yes, all because he doesn't want to have war with Russia and has been advised on a new global strategy to save the nation state and reverse an engineered global depression that's meant to convert the planet into poor people and end prosperity. See, I can't ever keep a secret, can I, from the audience? Well, I can keep secrets good. I'm just not good at saying something's coming up and then giving you the answer. But I'll actually give you the rest of the story in detail coming up. Milo Yiannopoulos is popping in for a little bit in the second hour. Then I'm going to have open phones. He'll be on to really get into his book for a full hour on Wednesday. He's invited me out to one of his events with all the socialists and brainwashed snowflakes blowing up and going crazy. I guess I'm probably going to have to do that in the next few weeks. So that should be interesting. Of course, he has the number one book right now on the charts, and that's Dangerous Faggot. And again, they want to be able to take all these terms and use them and be, politically incorrect. He calls himself Dangerous Faggot. The politically correct wouldn't let him put the full title out. It's called Dangerous. The point is they want to be able to push all these memes and cultural mores that they say the controlled left owns. But they don't own who people are, what they stand for, or the complexity of the average individual. And just because you have a particular sexual persuasion doesn't mean then that you hate people who don't have that persuasion. And that's what the gay movement has become to a great extent, at least according to MSM, and that you must then adopt all these ideas that they say you must adopt. And so whether you love Milo or hate Milo, I think he's a very articulate, funny guy, and he's certainly gotten his point across. Whether you love him or hate him, he's been effective and he has a right to free speech. Just like Roger Stone does, just like I do, just like Matt Drudge does, just like everybody else does. And they're trying to end that, and that's what's dangerous. But beyond ending free speech, under their next code systems, they are openly establishing a planetary system of total control, where the individual has absolutely no rights, and where your very environment is a prison. And they admit that. Everything is tracked. Everything is traced. Remember, I told you the NSA was listening to everything you were doing with keywords and had hidden microphones and cameras and stuff 20 years ago when I was a crazy man. Snowden comes out 3 years ago and confirms everything I told you. You go see the Snowden movie, you're like, this is Police State 2000 from 1999. How did Alex Jones know this? NSA whistleblowers, some of which came on the show. And then I would get physically attacked or audited or death threatened for doing it. I had no idea how original the work I was doing truly was, but look into Code Next if you want to understand the global model of Agenda 21 simply using zoning to fully enslave you and your family. And I love Texas, but they have an admitted plan under Code Next to take over Austin and then take over the surrounding towns like a cancer, take over the I-35 and I-45 corridors, and fully bring in the third world population to drive down wages, to house them in overpriced coffin apartments, and to bring down the standard of living massively, then use those political groups as a checkmate on the rest of the population and kill the middle class once and for all, which is always the authoritarian plan. Briefly, I got a call last night, and the great folks over at My Patriot Supply that produced the Alexa Pure said you cannot offer it for 25% off anymore. It has to end today. Your contract says so. Our other suppliers are complaining because there's really not much profit in it at this level. Well, I've lost leaders. And Tim Frechet said, listen, one more day, 25% off Alexa Pure Breeze. Leading competitors, $400, $149. Same thing with the water filtration systems. You cannot beat the Alexa Pure water filtration systems and the Alexa Pure Breeze. At the regular price, it's the best deal out there at InfoWarsStore.com. Same thing with Storable Foods there. But with it at these discounts, it only happens once or twice a year. You can't beat it. InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast. But the key is don't trust the globalists. Filter your water. Filter your air.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
They want to take control of the environment.
Alex Jones.
You got to take control of yours.
Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Communist China's buying up the stock market, the mercantiles in Hollywood, and producing big budget films directed by the director of Transformers with an Escape from New York plotline where Donald Trump's a dictator and the communist Chinese are going to take him out. No nation would ever put up with such outrageous rubbing our faces in the dirt. But the globalists, they just think that Trump is a hiccup along the way on their total quest for planetary domination and domination of the individual. So you're not going to see this on Fox and Friends. You're not going to, you know, hear about this even on the Bill O'Reilly show. And I don't say this to differentiate myself from Fox. I say it in sadness because I wish this info was getting out to the general public. But it's hidden, actually, in the establishment's publications, like Bloomberg, the Associated Press, and others. In fact, the only place that's talking about it is the New York Post, strangely enough, and they're getting it right, but only part of it. And that's the bad news, folks. Yes, I've had a lot of exuberance. In fact, none of it has been irrational because really great things are happening. People are waking up. But the globalists at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that run the show are coming against him. Now, before I do this news, boy, it sure felt good for CNN and Fox and MSNBC and other talk show hosts to say, oh, look at the Trump supporters. They've been duped. Why, he's got three former senior individuals from Goldman Sachs inside of his administration. Why, everybody knows Goldman Sachs is the bad guy. Why, Alex Jones says it all the time. I've seen hundreds of news articles where they chortle and laugh with glee and rub their hands together and say, look at the sellout Alex Jones claiming Goldman Sachs was bad, but now his boy, Trump, the evil billionaire, is stacking his administration with rich people and Goldman Sachs to screw you over. And the left howls with anger. And one of the only cogent points they would make to me at the different marches I've attended, like the Women's March in D.C. on January 21st, is, you effing white male? Well, I guess that's accurate. How do you feel now? He's got a bunch of Goldman Sachs people. And as I always said, well, let's go look at Bannon and Mnuchin and one of the other people. All of them have been against globalism. All of them have tried to expand cheaper housing. All of them have tried to have fairer trade deals here in the United States. And all of them were on the inside at the highest levels and watched it happening and for decades have been speaking out against it. And now Trump gets in. He tries to cut taxes to the poor, the middle class, the nouveau riche. He tries to cut our corporate income tax so it brings back over $1 trillion here. The big corporations wrote that because they didn't want U.S. competition. They wanted it to be exclusionary because they had sweetheart deals with China so they could leave. And he moves to get us out of the carbon tax, the Paris agreements that are unconstitutional. He kills the TPP that literally just took over all of our sovereignty. He begins renegotiating NAFTA and GATT. He has to do that because those were laws passed by Congress. He's doing everything right. He tells the central banks, you've hoarded trillions and trillions and trillions of taxpayer money in bailouts and not loaned any of it out to the public. You're now going to loan it out at very low interest rates to get the economy going. Now, previous presidents would order more bailouts for foreign banks, and they'd follow it. But the Federal Reserve's saying, oh, no, we're private. They always said they weren't. We're going to do what we want now, the New York Fed that actually runs it. Your regional banks are a totally separate system of the Fed, a subgroup that just controls, you know, the cash and the currency and implements the centralized private regulations. But I don't want to give a history lesson here. Here's the big news. Want a drum roll? Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are putting out bad news on the street and bad news to their investors to drive down the stock market. They're announcing the Trump rally's over. They're doing everything they can to throw a wet blanket on it. And they're announcing that they're going to start jacking up interest rates, which has already begun, to make sure you don't get any of your own taxpayer money back that they hoard to be even able to give those loans. And they are really pushing as hard as they can publicly to kill the Trump recovery. And they're now having Paul Ryan, their blue-eyed angel of death that presides over this economy, the Speaker of the House, saying, we're not going to be looking at tax cuts this year, might even not be next year. This country is in cardiac arrest. Trump has defibrillators out. He got them on our chest. And now Paul Ryan's trying to keep him from pulling the trigger. Just the announcement that he was going to defibrillate, that he was going to give mouth to mouth, that Trump was going to try to get our heart going again, got the heart starting to go, and now it's starting to stop, and they are celebrating with intense pleasure. Let me give you a few of the headlines. Delaying Trump's tax cut is a huge risk. And the New York Post editorial board goes on to say, this will kill growth, and we need this right now. We are stalled out. Let me give you what's happening. Bloomberg is celebrating. Goldman Sachs says Trump rally has been curbed. That's right. You got to curb that rally, and they admit they've been trying to do it. Goldman Sachs. I thought Goldman Sachs ran his White House. That's why he's killing TPP, their master plan, killing all their programs, killing globalism, killing one-sided trade deals. Oh, because they're openly against him, because they gave 100% of their money to Hillary and zero, zero, zero to Trump. Oh, but I know, having a recovery and having a future doesn't matter to mainline conservatives and liberals. They just want to be able to walk up to me on the street and say, you're a sellout, Donald Trump's for Goldman Sachs. It just feels good to say nobody's good. There could never be a recovery. Nobody could fight globalism. Look at this little jewel. Chelsea Clinton wrote a new book, Governing Global Health. Oh, how global government's going to be based on controlling your health and controlling big plagues that are going to happen. And only a global government, a global cage, a global grid, can keep you safe from the coming plagues. Ever watch my film Endgame? Came out in 2007, where I said they'll use global pandemics to bring in global government. Of course, I didn't just look at a crystal ball. I read the Banff Canada documents, over 2,000 pages of them, that came out when Judicial Watch sued and got the North American Union meeting documents. And boy, guess what was going on at that meeting? Well, Code Next was going on, and Agenda 21, and I'm going to tell you about that and tie it all together in a moment. But here are the headlines. Goldman Sachs says Trump rally has been curbed. Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs economists are starting to worry about President Trump. Yes, Bloomberg's putting all the bad news out now. Time to sell the dollar on erratic Trump policies. J.P. Morgan, they're all putting out the line. Because you know what got leaked last week by good intelligence agencies was that George Soros is basically naked shorting the dollar and the pound to punish us, to get us back under global government. And so, of course, we can't have him go bankrupt. We've got to have J.P. Morgan and Bloomberg and Goldman Sachs all come out against America and England. They're doing that, too. And all together, naked short, our currency and our stock market to destroy it. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, because I forgot. Because Trump works for you, right? He's doing what you want. No, he's doing the opposite. And I'm almost convinced the average American doesn't even deserve Trump. I'm serious. They just want to fantasize how they're on the winning team. And if the media says you're on the winning team by destroying Trump, well, God forbid he's trying to give you a life raft in the middle of the frozen Arctic Ocean. God forbid he gives you a space heater or some food. God forbid he actually not be out to get you. Because after all, you don't deserve that like the elites have told me, because the public is a bunch of scum, Alex. And they're evil, and they inherently want to be hurt. Alex, you'll never be in a bad position because you're smart. You're one of us. You'll learn, Alex. One day you'll come and work for us. One day. That's why we're going to let you live. Well, guess what? Trump doesn't want to be part of this either. And I will never be part of screwing everyone over. Because let me tell you, a big percentage of people do care, and they know the truth, and they're as upset about this as I am. And together, we're going to beat you. You understand that? I don't care what you turn the public into, or if 80% of them act like animals. I'm not lowering your level and feeding on them. I'm not a cannibal. Bloomberg, sworn to break up your family, sworn to get your guns, an admitted technocrat who brags in profiles that he wants to run every facet of your life and have you live in a 225-square-foot coffin apartment with everything you do surveilled and no more families and total control. He is a monster. He says he wants to decide what you're going to eat. He calls himself the great technocrat. He made tens of billions of dollars extra just in the last few years because he's wired into all the high-frequency trading and all the grids and all the smart meters and everything. He wrote the systems with the NSA that literally control you and game you. And so if Microsoft wants a system to game you, or Amazon wants one, or Alibaba, they got to go to him because he's given all the advanced technology as the little high priest. They've decided to manage it. to screw you over. Man, he makes me sick. And then he's got all the little trendies loving it because in all these publications and in little announcements, you won. You're a winner. You're part of the winning team. You live in downtown Austin. You're under the smart meters. Yeah. You don't have kids. Yeah. You don't have a yard. Yeah. We DNA test your dog's poop to make sure you're not letting your dog poop outside. But that's not a surveillance grid. That's not Beyond Big Brother or Brave New World. Yeah. Yeah. You're down with it. You're traveling to another dimension. It's called Agenda 21. It's called Code Next, which is next code for the next download, your next directive in the Borg assimilation. Into a system where you're assimilated to be destroyed. The end of humanity openly announced the end of man. Why the future doesn't need us. Hundreds of books, thousands of white papers I read 20 years ago, and now I'm watching it happen. I'm living it. And I go down, and there's people with huge mustaches and a pink sock and a green sock dancing with pot bellies. And they go, screw you, Alex. Ah, we don't care. And I'm like, it's a master plan to take you down. I think your mustache is cool, actually. I think your green and red sock is cool. But listen, you're not individual by being screwed over by this and by believing that this is how you're cool with smart meters, everything you do being tracked, and all your friends run around and wave your arms, and but everybody goes home alone at night because there is no family. None of it's real. You're living a simulation. You're living a fraud. If sports is a primitive form of virtual reality, it's real reality but based in a controlled confine where the outcome won't affect the true power structure. And now they're extrapolating it out to VR and total systems that remove you from reality. And I could see that myself by studying it. But then I go read their own white papers, and they're giggling and laughing about it. While they're building armored fortresses in jungle mountain keeps from Tasmania to Kauai and not letting any electronics be there, and their children being brought up like Amish. Because when they're done with this taking over, they know it's a weapon system. It's not some uplifting, great, beautiful thing they're entering into. And so Trump's like, we're not doing this. We're not going to make everybody poor and number everybody down and turn off the, you know, the lights and put people in coffins. What the hell is this? And they're like, oh, really? Watch us deep six everything. And he knows he's battling them. He knows he's racing to try to bring prosperity. But they're going to make it trendy to go, look, the economy's plunging. Leftist, dump your stocks, show Trump that we'll live in failure together. Time to sell the dollar on erratic Trump policies, J.P. Morgan says. That's right, he's erratic, he's bad, he's evil, stabilizing the economy. So they say, crash the economy, and when they crash it, whose fault is it? It's Trump and all his supporters. Wow. And oh, the Republicans say, sorry. Not going to let the poor and middle class have tax cuts. My name's Paul Ryan, and I have twinkly blue eyes, so it's okay. It feels so good, doesn't it? Screw people over. And then we've got all the other documents. Oh, we've got them all right here. How world leaders were duped into investing billions over manipulated global warming data, all the data coming out, all of it was fake, fake thermometers, fake readings, fake, to bring in global government. The only thing that's not accurate in the Daily Mail of the publications is they weren't duped. They were put in to do it. And yes, top engineers that were there witnessing it all are coming out. But see, since that got exposed 6 years ago, they've just moved on to call it change. If there's any change, you're going to have to give your change over that's in your pocket to them, except they're getting rid of change. Everything's digital under the governing global health. Who runs the world and why? Oh, there's no global governance, but Chelsea, when she's not sucking $2 billion out of Haiti refugee money or relief money, she's telling you how there's going to be a global government and just how great it is to be part of it. And it's going to run health because big plagues are coming. They're going to kill a lot of people, and they're going to have to manage the whole thing and manage everybody dying. and not let those pesky Christian missionaries in to actually help folks, and I need to stop them, and just, you know, take everything they've got. But don't worry, there's going to be lots of company, because they're going to make you real poor, too, so they can teach you. Because you wouldn't figure out how they were screwing you over, so now they're going to hurt you real bad. And Chelsea wants more. We come back, I'm going to play a few clips that document this. They're extremely, extremely powerful. And I'm also going to tie this in to why Nancy Pelosi, you know, comes out and says, who's got dirt on Trump? What does Putin have on him that, you know, that makes him go this course? Well, Pelosi, for one, it's because Russia isn't doing anything to the U.S. Russia isn't expanding. But more importantly, he's been advised by patriots in the government on another course out of this. Pulling Europe out of the global system, pulling the UK out, that's already started to happen. Russia's already pulled out. Japan doesn't want to be part of it and wants out now. They were induced after they were conquered by the US to be part of it. China says it wants to be the new dominant force. So there's a huge shift happening as we reach the critical crossroads. Le Pen wants to pull out. She's in the lead as well. She says we're at the crossroads for the end of the West or not, the end of freedom. And so at this great point, when they're finally about to kill all freedom and prosperity, some people are kind of hesitating for a moment.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Things
globalists admit that they have absolutely destabilized the third world, put in policies to balloon populations. Now they're going to weaponize politically those groups, bring them in, put them in government-sponsored 220 to 250 square foot apartments, drive down wages, politically brainwash them, and then use them as a tool of political control. And then once you're driven down to those wage levels, you will have to accept the coffin cities, the coffin buildings, and all the social engineering that comes with those. But don't worry, if you're upper middle class, you might get a 1,000 square foot apartment for you and your two or three kids, but there's going to be penalties for it. You're going to have weekly inspections by the building manager to make sure that you're going under all the social controls. And, of course, you've got to have all your vaccines, and you've got to be DNA tested and all the rest of it to make sure you're behaving yourself. This is the model. Meanwhile, Trump is battling to stop the global financial collapse that the New World Order has been engineering for a very, very long time. He's trying to bring back old-fashioned prosperity and making alliances with the UK and with Le Pen of France and so many others. And so what are the globalists doing? I mean, Trump is racing to fight the Bloomberg plan. This is a Bloomberg plan. Bloomberg pushes the very plan I just mentioned. He's trying to make deals with Australia, Russia, anybody that will talk to him. And so when he talks to Russia, who started pulling out of globalism about 18 years ago, they go, you're a Russian agent. You don't want war with them. You don't like George Soros overthrowing Ukraine and starting a civil war. You don't want to have a war. Our own general, starting 4 years ago, began to work with the Russians to block ISIS and Al-Qaeda. There was a soft coup against Obama saying we're not going to spread the Arab Spring all over Africa and Europe and the Middle East and do this. And so who was the main architect of that? Well, it was General Dempsey at the time. It was chairman of the Joint Chiefs, but it was also General Flynn that ran it. And that's now come out. I told you about it first 4 years ago with Colonel Schaefer, CIA whistleblowers, you name it. And I was whistleblowing to give General Flynn and others the cover they needed politically to do it. Then you saw senators come out. Like, to his credit, Paul and, of course, Cruz, and say we're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. So they changed the name to ISIS to confuse you. And so Trump's being advised by even folks like Mattis that used to be anti-Russian to this is an alliance, if we can do it, with Japan, with Russia, with countries breaking away in Europe, with the UK, with Australia, against China and the New World Order. Because the U.S. is to be brought down, folks, and China be set up as number one. And a lot of our military and intelligence agencies aren't wimps. In fact, they're some of the meanest, most murderous people you can imagine. But that's why America was number one. And we had the moral high ground. They've been told it's bye-bye time. The lights are going off in America, basically, politically. They said the hell they are. And so Pelosi asked, what do the Russians have on Trump? What do they have on Trump? They have nothing on Trump. Trump is being advised to make an alliance with Russia because they're not a threat to the United States, and if we get them as an ally, it's a checkmate against the globalists and the Chinese. And I'm not against the Chinese people either, but the horrible communists that run it. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
But let me just go back to the first part of the senator's statement. I want to know what the Russians have on Donald Trump. I think we have to have an investigation by the FBI into his financial, personal, and political connections to Russia. Okay. And we want to see his tax returns so we can have truth in the relationship between Putin, whom he admires.
But I want to go back to the issue of Democrats having lost touch.
Democrats having lost touch. How do we con people again? Let's claim we're reinvented. So there you go. The Clintons wouldn't release their foundation info. Trump shouldn't have to release his tax returns either. I'm sick of all this crap. I'm tired of having to like publish all the handgun owners in cities on the internet so they get robbed or harassed. You scumbags, we see you. We're going to beat you. Thank God for Trump. They're trying to cause a worldwide depression right now.
This is